Rico Rico had the opportunity to interview the lovely and beautiful,
very jealous,
Jennifer Elfman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Number 7 on your list.
How did she get Jenna? Number 7 in the Spank Bank. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, well, she's still, I think she gets better with age, man.
She still looks good.
She hasn't really aged.
She looks gorgeous.
Apparently,
now,
aside from her feet, everything's okay.
Yeah. Looks like it.
Throw a pair of socks on her.
Looks like it. Let's find out what happened when Rico met up with Jenna Elfman.
Maddie P Radio Happy Hour.
Hello.
Hello, is this Jenna?
Yes.
How are you doing? Thanks for joining us.
The operator was connecting us. Oh, hello. Thank you.
I'm glad to have you on. Like a fine wine, you keep getting better with age.
Oh, that's nice to hear. Thank you.
You're welcome. And something that I didn't know until recently, and I'm sure a lot of the fans out there didn't know, is before you hit it big, you were actually in a music video for one of my favorite bands back in the day, Anthrax.
Yeah, it was that was a cool video. Susan Tyrell, and Anthrax, they're so intense, and it was like, it was awesome. It was very dramatic and intense, and it was fun to do something. That was before I had kind of had a comedy sort of stride, and I like doing that dark stuff. It's fun.
And you toured with ZZ Top, right?
Yeah, I did for a couple months.
Were you big into that scene back then, all the metal and the hard rock and stuff?
I was. My husband met me. I was wearing a Whitesnake T-shirt. Def Leppard, Van Halen, Whitesnake, Warrant. I'd go down to Sunset Boulevard and go see Warrant perform at the Roxy. And I had mad crushes on them. And, that was the music I was into.
Well, I was right back there.
Still am. Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I know. Who's your favorite? You have it hard because there's so many amazing.
There's so many big bands from back
then.
Tom
Petty, I think, is probably my all-time because I never miss a Tom Petty concert.
Yeah, he puts on a good show. From that era, I was a big Faith No More fan.
Which one?
Faith No More from that 80s, 90s kind of heavier stuff.
Yeah.
I love Faith No More.
Yeah. Did you ever see Aerosmith in concert?
I have never seen them live, no.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, he's a good performer. And they all are, but, he's just such a front man.
Yeah, full on.
So you're on 1600 Penn on NBC. Now, if you were truly the president's wife, would you push him to revoke the citizenship of anyone with the last name Kardashian?
Well, say that again?
If you in real life, if you were the president's wife, if you were the first lady, would you push to revoke the citizenship of anyone with the last name Kardashian?
No. I mean, not like I'm some huge fan, because I think that I personally am inspired by people who really actually create products and things out there, not just
Oh, I understand that's why I asked.
Certain sex tapes and whatnot. it is a free country, so that's what's amazing about America.
That it is.
Yes. But you know what's cool? We have, for everyone out there who loves 1600 Penn or who is curious to check it out, this week and next week we're normally on at 9:30, which we still are for the next couple of weeks, but we're also on at 8:30, and every single one of the episodes is new. So it's kind of like a little mini 1600 Penn marathon over the next couple of weeks, which I'm really excited about.
Nice.
Yeah.
Delve into it for 2 hours and, kind of people who haven't watched it yet can get a little more of what's going on in the show. Because it's a good show. We've had a few people on from the show, on our show, and it's pretty good. And I know recently you guys did a screening at the White House. Did you give Obama any pointers?
Yeah. What's that?
Did you give Obama any pointers?
No, I didn't take that brief moment in time to exercise any opinions I had. But I was really wanting to meet Michelle. I was hoping she was going to be there, but she wasn't there. But he was very, kind and gracious and welcoming and a good host. And he said some very funny words because our executive producer used to be his speechwriter for 3 years. So he was. It was kind of a mini roast of our speechwriter, of our executive producer, and everyone had a great time. They showed two episodes. Obama didn't stay for the screening. We gave him DVDs because he's clearly a busy man.
He'd rather be
doing other things.
Lots of pressing things going on.
Yes, exactly. But it was just a nice, the symbology of being able to go to the White House and have a screening after we had been filming, and we were so proud of all the episodes we filmed. It's so smartly written, our show, and well performed. There's such immense talent that it's a real treat to tune in and actually see really good comedy that's smart. And I'm really proud to be on the show. It's exciting.
It's a good show. You know, there's a great cast. I mean, you know, Bill Pullman has been on. It's been a lot of things. He's played the president already. I know we had Jason Weiner on to speak with us already.
He's the Emmy Award-winning director of Modern Family, and we were very lucky to – and he was also our executive producer. So this was like his baby, this show, and he directed almost all the episodes but a couple. And I always felt so much better when he was there and directing because he's so smart and he has such a good comedic eye. And to – He offered good comedic leadership, and I really love that.
He seems like a great guy, and you can really hear the passion. When we spoke to him, you could hear the passion that he has for the industry and for the show. You could really hear that, his heart's in it. So I think we need more of that going on. But
yeah,
so besides the all-star cast and the amazing writer, executive producer, and director, the beautiful Jenna Elfman. What else can you think of that why the show is must-see TV?
Well, like I said, it's smart. It's not. It's just, and it hasn't been done before. We haven't seen like a really smart, relatable first family because the stories are not political. It's not a political show. It's about like any family that happens to be the first family with, we're in like a 24-hour news media cycle. We've got social media. It's a normal family with normal problems, but just like in the super heightened setting, which adds so much stress. And to see how they manage, I'm the stepmother of the four kids, and I get to do lots of physical comedy the way I love doing, like I used to do in Dharma and Greg. And it's like this feels like the closest in writing. It's a totally different character than Dharma, but it's writing that permits me to do what I love to do in a way that I love to do it, and I've been having such a blast.
Did you have any creative input on your character, Emily?
Well, just in terms of like when we were going to start filming all the episodes, the writers and executive producers did something very smart, which Jason Weiner learned on Modern Family, actually. Is individually bring in each actor and just like talk with them in the writer's room to hear any like special hobbies or abilities they have. Like that's how they found out that Eric Stone Street actually used to be a clown, and they brought that onto Modern Family as a storyline. So they were doing the same thing.
I didn't know that. I've seen that show, and I didn't realize that's something he really did.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Yeah. And just also to hear our own rhythm, our own sense of humor, maybe something deeper humor-wise or storytelling-wise that we may offer that they didn't know about. And they definitely brought that kind of thing in. And they can write for you because there's so many different tones of comedy. And there's different ways comedy can manifest itself. And they really wrote well for me. And I loved it's very hard to find good comedy written well for the actors that you have and with good storytelling that's smart. And it's like I've never seen a show like this, and I'm really proud to be on it because it just feels like it's not lowest common denominator humor. It's actually really thoughtful and funny. And
it's very well written, and there's a great cast. You guys, I've seen it. There's so much TV on, it's hard to pick and choose what you really want to watch. But, so I didn't get into it from the very beginning. But once we started talking to some of the guests, I'm like, I have to start watching the show. And it's a good show.
Thank you.
Since you're playing the White House, who do you think would win in a fight? Hillary and Bill's daughter, Chelsea, or George and Barbara's daughter, George W.?
They're both pretty feisty and alert, so that's hard to say. I have a hard time picking sides with public figures because I wouldn't want it done to me. I always have in my heart a bit of respect for anyone who's in the public eye, especially if they inherited it as a child, you know, and it wasn't their choosing. That's always sensitive for the kids. So I'm kind of like, meh, I'll stay out of that.
Sure. Now, there's been a few quotes attributed to you and some really odd things. The National Enquirer had a good story.
Source of information.
I know, but it's really interesting now. It's just, you know, there's a story that says Jenna Elfman's breast milk saved a drug-addicted baby. Do you have any idea what they're talking about?
Yes, I do. I had a lot of – when I was had my first son, I had a lot of extra breast milk stored up, and I had a friend who had a family member that had just had a child that they didn't know. It was, you know, an in-law, a daughter, whatever. And they didn't know that she had been on methamphetamines, and she had given birth, and the baby was addicted. And they adopted this child, and the baby was not doing well and couldn't take any formula. No formulas were working. I had a ton more breast milk than I needed, and I started giving my breast milk to them to give to this baby because he needed live, living organisms in his body, because breast milk truly is like the best for newborns and children. And he immediately started to recover from his withdrawal symptoms. And
that's amazing.
I kept him alive on that breast milk for about 4 months. He's now 5 years old. He's officially adopted by my friends and is flourishing and doing really well.
That's great. That's a wonderful story.
That's
and I guess
true.
You got you. I guess not everything in the Enquirer is made up.
Apparently not.
So
thank God they published something true.
So Jenna, thank you for joining us, and everybody out there, check out if you haven't already, 1600 Penn, and I guess next couple weeks is going to be 8:30 and 9:30 on Thursday, so check it out.
Yeah, cool. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Jenna.